A professor at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga has the community buzzing about ants. Kirk Engelhart takes us to Dr. Deanna Beasley's classroom, where the professor is convincing students to get down and dirty with the tiny creatures. They can teach us a lot about urban landscapes' effect on insect life and about our changing environment.
Just methanol and this whole glass.
It's not exactly the kind of lab you'd see on television. But the bare-walled, closet-sized room, tucked away in an old brick building, is just the right size to make some big discoveries studying some tiny creatures. Dr. Deanna Beasley is an evolutionary biologist at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga who studies ants. Those pesky little critters most of us consider a nuisance can apparently teach us a lot about our changing environment, and she has encouraged some of her students to get involved in her research antics.
I've always enjoyed mentoring. I always like introducing new students to science and introducing them to new ways of thinking about the science that they do. So they spend a lot of time in classes. Sometimes we as professors try to bring the real world into the classroom, but it sometimes doesn't always click until the student is doing something more hands-on.
Junior biology major Hal Brooks gets his hands dirty studying the ways in which ants are impacted by growing cities.
I'm not the biggest insect person. I still get a little squeamish, but you know, she talked me into it, and after looking at a couple of ants on the microscope, it seemed really cool to me. Like, there's actually this whole sort of almost micro universe right beneath our feet, and we don't even know about it.
I love that as a scientist, just bringing that to their attention, that they never realize that ants are doing these incredible things and that they're happening right at my feet. And to me, that's very satisfying, because if I can convince you to look at your world a little bit differently, then that's the first step in terms of starting to ask questions and be curious.
Dr. Beasley's passion for sharing science with others started when she was a high school teacher. In fact, that's where she was inspired to take her science to the next level.
One day a student came to me. She's like, you know, Miss Beasley, you are like a scientist who teaches. And it was actually a pretty bad day for me there. I was just kind of grumpy about it. But then later, as I thought about it, I was like, huh, you know, a scientist who teaches, like, okay, sure, you know. And so I actually applied for grad school. It encouraged me to apply for grad school.
She wound up earning a PhD in biological sciences with an emphasis in ecology and evolutionary biology. But it may be her non-technical science communication abilities that have the biggest impact.
I think it just makes it real to people. If it's real to them, then it's less intimidating, it's less mysterious, and they're willing to ask more questions and willing to look in their backyard and realize that there's, you know, this amazing thing happening.
So when it comes to ants, has she changed any minds?
I remember freshman year, I did kind of step on a few of them, and then I passed by that same little, I guess, ant mound or whatever, and stepped over them this time, and I thought about, I wonder what kind of ants those could be. It's definitely changed my perspective.
For WUTC, I'm Kirk Engelhart.